Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting happenings in the office of the Prime Minister.
I just want to assure you that the government is committed to the efforts to eliminate and reduce electricity theft, not only in our constituencies, but where it exists.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller addressing the recent launch of Project Step Up, an initiative of the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, and Jamaica Public Service, JPS. The $30 million project is aiming to regularize electricity in 7 inner-city communities in Kingston and St. Andrew. It seeks to tackle the problem of electricity theft by financing the delivery of infrastructure, services, and civil works in the 7 targeted communities for the provision of legal electricity connections. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the initiative will not only increase the compliance rate for JPS, but will also improve the lives of residents.
I want people who are less fortunate, not only to be able to access the electricity, but to step up in her life. Because that woman who can do nails and can do hair, and the young men that can do barbering with electricity, and they do not have to steal it, they can create their own jobs.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller says curbing electricity theft is not just a corporate or government responsibility, but a job for all Jamaicans.
This is a national responsibility. All of us should recognize that we are all shareholders in JPSCo. And so when we are stealing from JPSCo, we are stealing from ourselves.
Project Step Up is being piloted over a period of 12 months and will benefit residents of McGregor Gardens, Denham Town, Tower Hill, Arnett Gardens, Whitfield Town, Painland, and Majesty Gardens. Under the initiative, homes will be rewired and legally connected to JPS's main supply. Residents will also be provided with budget billing and prepaid metering options, as well as energy-efficient light bulbs and refrigerator gaskets to help with their conservation efforts. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has reiterated the government's commitment to provide Jamaicans, regardless of their social backgrounds, with educational opportunities. The Prime Minister's commitment came in a message read by Mayor of Spanish Town, Councillor Norman Scott, at a scholarship award ceremony in St. Catherine on Thursday. Approximately 100 youth and adult learners received scholarships to pursue courses offered by the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, JFLL. The scholarships, valued at $500,000, have been offered by the Jamaica Biscuit Company Limited as part of its corporate responsibility to residents in close proximity to the company's 206 Spanish Town Road location.
Both the Jamaica Biscuit Company Limited and the Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning must be recognized and appreciated for facilitating the development of our people. This is a kind of collaborative effort which will continue to bring immeasurable success to our people, communities, and businesses.
The Prime Minister urged the beneficiaries to perform to the best of their abilities and to complete the course to make themselves and their families proud. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has welcomed the election of Jamaican and international jurist Judge Patrick Lipton Robinson to the International Court of Justice, the ICJ. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says Judge Robinson's elevation to this high office marks a historic moment, not only for Jamaica, but for the entire Caribbean. Judge Robinson will serve the ICJ for a period of 9 years, beginning February 2015. He'll join 4 other candidates from Australia, Morocco, Russia, and the United States of America who were elected to serve on the court. Judge Robinson is the only Jamaican and the second Caribbean national to be afforded the privilege of serving on this esteemed body since its establishment 70 years ago. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories coming out of the Office of the Prime Minister.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.